Hello, hello, hello. This is the Vanilla JavaScript Podcast. I'm Chris Ferdinandi. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm talking about the phrase, just use jQuery. So this week I saw a tweet that said, I could just do a long XHR request in Vanilla.js, or I could use a single line get in jQuery and call it a day. So for those of you who don't know, XHR is short for XML HTTP request, and it is a very well-supported way to make AJAX calls or HTTP calls to other pages and other sites and get some sort of data back that you can do stuff with. and it can be a little verbose, no question about it. So today, though, I want to talk about what I find wrong with that tweet. It really bothers me, and I want to break that down. I do want to say up front, I don't dislike jQuery. I just think we overuse it. So it's 80 kilobytes minified, 35 kilobytes with gzipping, and thousands of lines of code. So when the author of this tweet kind of flippantly says, or I could just use a single line get request in jQuery and call it a day, that get request may be a single line, but there's a shit ton of code behind that making it work. And if that's all you're really using it for, then that's a lot of code to load to save yourself like somewhere between 15 and 20 lines of code that you would otherwise write. And I think that's the thing that when I see a lot of these just use jQuery solutions, they always talk about how they can write less code and write shorter code. And it's like, well, yeah, but only because you're loading just like a metric fuck ton of code in the background to make that possible. Way more code than you're actually saving with the slightly shorter syntax you're using. And even then, that's not really accurate anymore. It was maybe 5-6 years ago. It's not always today. Most of the things we use jQuery for are just as simple and short in vanilla JavaScript. Selectors, loops, toggling classes, adding styles. A lot of simple scripts are about the same length in vanilla JS as they are in jQuery without the dependency and weight of a third-party script. The latest versions of jQuery support IE9 and up, which is the same as vanilla JavaScript's ES5 or ECMA script 5. And this is also the iteration of native JavaScript web standards that brought a lot of jQuery-like methods and browser APIs and made it easier to build cross-browser sites. So you're getting a lot of the same kind of simple approaches to things, the same level of browser support, and you know, you're saving a ton of bandwidth by not loading this third-party dependency that you don't need. And if you use a service like polyfill.io, you can push support back even further, still use all of the modern stuff, and serve even old browsers like IE7 a file that's less than half the size of jQuery. So the IE7 file that gets loaded from polyfill.io is about 15 kilobytes minified and gzipped versus the 35 kilobytes or so for jQuery. It's just really amazing what you can do with polyfills these days. And for something like XHR, you're maybe looking at, depending on what you're trying to do, 15, 20 lines of code. That's including, you know, kind of callbacks and things that happen on success and on failure. And you can wrap that in a helper function if it's something you need to do multiple times. There's a ton of like smaller libraries. I have one that's only a couple of kilobytes in size that provide a wrapper and give you that same jQuery-like syntax without all of that code to do all this extra stuff. I'm all for tools that make it easier to get up and running, which is why I like little helper methods and things like that so much. But too often we prioritize small levels of convenience over the user's experience. And depending on what you're doing with it, jQuery's get method callbacks could be almost as long as a handwritten XHR request would be. And again, none of this is to take away from jQuery. A big part of the reason that we have awesome methods and APIs like query selector and class list today is because jQuery provided a model for what the native web could be and dramatically increased demand for it. And because of that, the standards kind of followed. But we shouldn't use jQuery like a crutch and rely on it for everything. And for me, that's kind of the big thing. Most of the stuff I see developers using jQuery for, you could do in just about the same small amount of code as you could, with vanilla JavaScript as you could with jQuery. So that's it for today. If you want to master JavaScript this year, head over to gomakethings.com where you can sign up for daily developer tips, find my pocket guides, which are step-by-step training guides to help you master vanilla JavaScript, and learn more about my coaching calls, mentoring program, and team training. That's it for today. See you next time. Cheers.